The first thing I want to learn is the minor boogie. If you remember, in the first course, we learned a major boogie. And we learned it both as a short boogie and as a long boogie. So let's review that real quickly. The short boogie, if I'm doing it for G, I'm starting on the top string 3rd fret, which is a G. Then I go to the 3rd string 2nd fret, 5th fret, and then 2nd string 2nd fret. Now, just like with our major boogie, we can move this minor boogie all over the bass guitar as long as we have enough room to get to that 1st fret. But what happens whenever our boogie has to start like on the 2nd fret, 1st fret, or open? So let's talk about these situations and what we do in them. The easiest one of these three situations is the E minor boogie, which is open. So I'm starting with the 4th string open, then I'm going to the 3rd fret, and I'm actually using my 2nd finger. From there, I'll go to the 3rd string 2nd fret with my 1st finger. Then I'll go to the 2nd string open, and then it's 2nd fret. And then I come back down. And these notes were E, G, B, D, E, D, B, G. This is a real common pattern you'll hear too in a lot of funk. Now the next thing we're going to learn is this basic little riff. So I'm hitting the 4th string open, and then what you're hearing there is me killing it with my fretting hand. So my fretting hand is still hanging out around the 5th fret, and what you're hearing is when I'm tired of the note, when I want it gone, I kill it with that hand. What's next is, now that is my 1st finger on the 3rd string 4th fret. I'm going to thump it, and then I'm going to move it to the 5th fret, using the 1st finger twice. And now with my thumping hand, I'm just hitting that 3rd string. Now you notice my 4th string is dead. The way that I'm killing it is my 2nd finger is just laying up there real lightly. Now not enough that it kills the 3rd string, because I need to hear that 3rd string when I play the 4th fret and 5th fret. But I've got all that going on, and my top string's dead, my 2nd string's dead, and my 1st string's dead. So with the other fingers, I'm killing those strings. I'm dampening them. So that whenever I strike, the next thing we're going to learn is an advanced technique and theory. It's a scale in tenths. And we could also include our thump and pluck with it. And we can probably also double thump. So let's start with just the scale in tenths. What I'm doing is I'm playing 2 strings, obviously. And I have my 1st finger holding down the top string 3rd fret, which is our G. On the 1st string, I'm holding down the 1st string 4th fret with my 3rd finger, which is a B. Now, these would typically, if they were next to each other, be called a 3rd, like a G and a B. But on the bass, that's pretty muddy. So I take that same B and just take it up an octave. So a tenth is really just a 3rd up an octave. The first thing I'd like to start off with is the C major scale. Now, we may or may not have covered this in some other material, and even some individual bass guitar by ear lessons, but either way, let's review it. I'm starting off on the C on the 3rd string 3rd fret with my 2nd finger. The next note is a D, and it also is on the 3rd string with my 4th finger. It'll be in the 5th fret. Next is E, 2nd string, 2nd fret, 1st finger. So we have this so far. C, D, E, and I'm using fingers 2, 4, and 1. Next is the note F. It's on the 2nd string 3rd fret with my 2nd finger. The next I need G, 2nd string 5th fret, 4th finger. So far we have this, C, D, E, F. Now let's plug in what we have learned so far into a basic chord progression. When I spent a lot of time in a recording studio working on some bluegrass type music, we would have to learn the songs in a number form because we wouldn't know what key the song was going to wind up in when we got done because the singer had not arrived yet. And we didn't really know what would be the best key for the singer. Or if we decided later on we were going to add like a fiddle in, then we would need to know the song in a different key than maybe what we had rehearsed it in. So we used a numbering system. So for instance, what I'm going to do here is a 1-4-5 progression. I'm going to do 2 measures of 1, 2 fours, 2 ones, 2 fives, and I'm going to do it in the key of C. Now I'm going to do the same progression in the key of G. Now let's work on a little more complex chord progression. Here's what it will sound like in the key of C. Pattern I used was so in this case with the D, I'm starting on the D, my 3rd string 5th fret with my 1st finger. Then I'm going to go to its alternate bass, which is down a string and up 2 frets. I'll use my 4th finger for that. That note is an A. Then I'll go straight underneath it to the D underneath that 1st string 7th fret. I'll play it twice, and I'm also using my 4th finger for that. So I have D, A, D, D, and then I'll have, that's the A again on the 2nd string, and then back down to the D I started with on the 3rd string. In this section, we're going to talk about chord theory, and in particular, major chords, minor chords, 7ths, and major 7ths. Let's go back to our C scale. If I wanted to play a C chord, I would play 3 notes. I would play the C, E, and G. To play a major chord, you play the 1st note of the scale, the 3rd note of the scale, and the 5th note of the scale together. Now, I got lucky here on the bass guitar because those are all on different strings. If I pick up the G on the 1st string open. So C, E, and G make a C chord. If I wanted a C minor chord, I use the same 3 notes, except that 3rd, which was the E, becomes flatted, and it sounds like this. So that's C, E flat, and G. And to play that, I'm playing the 3rd string, 3rd fret, 2nd string, 1st fret, and 1st string open. That's C minor. Here's C, also called C major, and that's with just the normal natural E. And that's the 3rd note out of the C scale. So 1st, 3rd, and 5th. C minor. So one of the better voicings on the bass guitar for playing chords is to take that 3rd off of that string and put it down there. And if you remember when we did our 10ths, that's exactly what happened. And that was in that slap lesson, where I showed you how to play a G on the top string, and then we played a B on the 1st string. Well, that was the major 3rd. And if I wanted to make it a G minor, I just did that. And there's your B flat again. And that's just basically your 4th and 1st strings, 3rd fret. Now, the note that's missing is the 5th. And if you want to put it in, you can still put it on the 3rd string, 2 frets higher, from the name of the chord that you have on the fourth string. So in this case, with a G, I have my first finger on the top string, third fret. My third finger is on the third string, fifth fret. And then my second finger picks up the first string, fourth fret. And that's my G chord. With my picking hand, I'm using my thumb, index, and then my ring finger to play those. If I wanted to play a G minor, I just bar with my first finger and take the second finger off. And that lowers that third, which I put on the first string. So consequently, just because it's the first, third, and the fifth tone of the scale, they don't necessarily have to be in that order, but they do have to be those notes. So a G chord has to be G, B, and D, but it can be anywhere on the bass guitar. For instance, I could play it like this. And that's a B on the top string, seventh fret with my second finger. I put the G on the second string, fifth fret with my first, and then the D on my first string, seventh. That's still a G chord. It really doesn't matter the order the notes are in, just so you have those notes. So there's G chords all over the bass guitar. You could even take advantage of the open strings, because the second string opens to D. I can play my G on the first string, 12th, and my B on the third string, 14th. Just make sure I don't touch that second string. I have my G chord. Now, I was in the key of C, and in the first course, we probably covered the C long form pentatonic, but let's go through it again. Because it's great on the bass guitar for improvising. What I'm doing is I'm starting on C, third string, third fret with my first finger. Then I'll go to the fifth fret using my third finger. Then I'll slide up two frets and play that note, seventh fret. So all of those are on the third string. Then I'll go down to the second string and play the fifth fret with my first finger, and then the seventh fret with my third finger. So far we have this. Now next I go straight down to the first string and play the fifth fret with my first finger. Then I'll play the seventh fret with my third, and then the ninth with my third. Now I'm going to play the tracks again, and I want you just to play with this scale up and down, and then maybe try going up like three or four notes, then come back down, and maybe three or four different notes. And just see what you can find while the tracks play. Now I would like to look at some situations where we would use the diatonic scale. It's usually in chord progressions that have more than just C, F, and G in it, if you're in the key of C. You'll see a lot more of the other minor chords showing up. And those chords support the notes that we would usually be missing in our pentatonic scale, mainly those two. And that's the F and the B, whereas the pentatonic scale was like C, D, E, G, A, C. So it was missing the F and the B. Now think of some of the chords you would have the F and B in it. D minor for one. A G chord and E minor would have that B in it. Also, these are where the half steps are. And what a half step is just one fret. So at the top of your scale, between that B and C, it's only one fret. And that's a half step. Also, between the E and F, it's a half step. The pentatonic scale has no half steps. It's whole step, whole step.